Now we're going to turn to a whole new subject. We have with us Mel Dick and Ilana Westfall from the Sandpoint Rotary Club. They're getting ready to do the Chafe 150 Grand Fondo bike ride again this year, coming up Saturday, June 15th. And there's a ton of new stuff going on with it, I know. Ilana, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
And Mel, thanks for being here. And before we dive into some of the new stuff that's happening with the ride itself, there's new distances. Tell us about the cause, because the cause is a new cause this year.
Yes, for the last 6 years, the cause has been for the Lake Pend'Oreille School District students that were in their special needs program, with an emphasis on those on the autism spectrum. That cause morphed into a broader social and emotional well-being cause for the school. And the school did just a fantastic job doing that. For over the six-year period, Rotary donated over $260,000 to that cause. Our cause for this year and for the next 2 years is going to be on the school's a reading curriculum and an after-school reading literacy program. At two of the schools is where we're starting out this year, Farm and Stidwell and Kootenai. And I can tell you, it's a fantastic thing. If you can get a chance, go out and observe these kids and what they're doing with reading and the after-school reading program. The reason this is so important is that on a national scale and locally, we're no different. Approximately 50% of the students that go into the third grade are not proficient in reading where they need to be. And the adage is, you learn to read by the time you're in the third grade. And after the third grade, you're reading to learn. So we know statistically, if you come out of the third grade and you're not ready to read, you're going to stay behind, and you're probably going to have a chance to be behind for your entire life in terms of careers. So that's why this cause is really, really, really important.
So this new cause has really caught your attention due to some of those statistics that you just mentioned. And it's a two-year cause.
Yes, we're committed for this year's ride, and the next 2 years' rides after that will go to support this cause. In addition, a portion of the ride also supports some of the other local programs that Rotary does here locally. But the big cause component of it is really the schools.
Okay, so that's a good start to our talk, because all the folks out there who love to read and want to help kids get a good start in life by becoming readers themselves, that's what the Chafe 150 is all about this year. But there's a ton of new stuff that should be of interest as well to people that just love to ride bikes. So why don't we start with there's some new distances this year.
That's right. This year, we've expanded Chafe, and you can ride 150 miles, 100 miles, 80 miles, 40 miles, 30 miles, or you can ride from City Beach out to Dover Bay as part of our Family Fun Ride, which is going to be a really terrific event, which we can talk a little bit more about. But we have rides for every level of rider. It's going to be really exciting.
And so the one that's kind of scary for me is kind of a, you know, casual bike rider is that 150 distance. But actually, that's one of the things that sets the Chafe apart as kind of a ride for elite riders, right, Mel?
No question. On a national scale, we were ranked as the third best charity ride in the country last year by Bicycling Magazine, which is by far the major publication for road riders. And, you know, the ride started out with only one route, which was 150 miles. We have a number of riders. In fact, the 150 historically has been our biggest ridership, because it really challenges you. 150 miles in one day is doable. We've had people ride that ride who, you know, really haven't trained hardly at all, and they can do it. But it just takes, you know, 12 plus hours to do it. The addition of the 100-mile route, which really starts where the same place that the 80-mile route does, and it gives you an opportunity once you get to really the Sully Valley area to join up with the 30- and 40-mile routes and add an extra 20 miles to it. So it's really just an addition, if you will, as opposed to a totally new separate route. The 40-mile is really the same. It's just an extension of 10 miles onto the existing 30-mile route. The route that I'm really excited about, quite frankly, is the Family Fun Ride. In Rotary, we have a big Rotary family. We have Interact groups that are at the high school. We have a new group here in town called Rotaract, and Rotaract is for young people ages 13 to 30. And then obviously you have Rotary after that. Well, we have a brand new Interact Club here. They've got about 15 members already, and they are really taking charge and leading the effort in the Family Fun Ride. And if you think about that ride, it's all about kids. It's all about reading. It's going to be about a lot of fun once you get out to Dober Bay. There's going to be face painting. There will be things like a bouncy castle, reading books. In fact, one of the things we're encouraging parents who accompany their children, because we're not going to charge for children, or I'm sorry, for parents, we're going to charge $10 as an entry fee for kids that are six and over. But we encourage everybody to bring a book as a donation that will go into some reading program somewhere in the schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that ride, you know, that's anybody can do that ride. That's it's on the bike path, right? And it so you're separated from traffic. And it's not very far. It's almost completely flat. So if you're not a big bike rider, this is one way to get involved with the cause and support the cause. Now, on the other routes, you mentioned that somebody's done the 150 without training. And I'd say I'd never try that without training. The longer routes you do want to train for. I did the 80 a few years ago, and I did it a few times, actually. And it's a ton of fun. If you're not familiar with the route, it starts at City Beach, goes north up Highway 95, a little bit north of Bonner's Ferry, gets onto Highway 2, over to Troy, and then it comes down through the Bull River Valley and then back along Highway 200. Gorgeous route. You must get that kind of feedback that people like the route.
A number of years ago, we renamed one of the top 10 scenic rides in the country, and one of the reasons you ride is that whole ride down the Bull River is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've ridden thousands of miles around the country, and that is by far my favorite section of any riding I've ever done. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And it's going to be interesting to add the 20 miles onto the old 80 route, because that takes you into the Sully Valley, which is like prime bicycling territory as well.
Well, when you're riding in the Sully Valley and you're in mid-June and you see the snow-capped mountains, when you're looking over at Schweitzer and you see the alpacas and the alpaca farm out there, and everything is green.
Profusely green.
It is. I mean, it's spectacular.
Yeah.
I just want to say it. One of the stops, you have these great stops. KRFY will be there at the Pack River Store again this year. And we really have a lot of fun out there, too, with great food. But you were going to say something.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. My best favorite part of the ride is the brake stops, of course. And you'll do the brake stop for the 30 and the 40-mile route there at the Pack River Store. Always lots of great fun and great things to eat. And every one of our brake stops is fully stocked.
And one thing I noticed one year when I was out there helping, everyone's so excited and having such a great time. It's really fun. This ride is not just about the distance or things like that. It's about the giving that's really behind the Rotary's whole idea of this. But it's just fun.
Right. Because, you know, each rider gets to set up their own fundraiser page through CrowdRise. And when you register, you're automatically, given the sequence of doing that. And then you really involve everybody in your life with it. You're raising money for kids in our local community. And, you know, when you look at the children who are going to have the opportunity to go to these after school programs who have never been able to do something like that, you realize that every single dollar you raise is going to make a big difference in somebody's life.
Yeah, you know, the times I rode the 80, the way I put it out there is on the fundraising part of it was, hey, I'm doing this ride. And 80 was pushing it for me, to tell you the truth. I'd never done a ride like that. And will you pledge a little bit for each mile I make, you know? And I found there were a lot of people that, you know, go for it. And I think I actually, I was fortunate I had one big donor, but I think I raised over $1,000 on my ride.
Wow.
The last time I did it. So it's really possible for the riders to really raise a significant amount of money from among their friends and family who want to support them in their fundraising.
That's true.
We've had riders in the past who've raised over $4,000. And I'm going to let Alana share with you some of the things you get when you do this fundraising.
That's right, Chris. When you sign up for the 100 this year and you raise that $4,000, you're going to be able to win a Salsa Journeyman bike. That's a $1,500 road bike. And you're going to get a jersey, a custom designed limited edition jersey, and a registration for next year. And if you raise $2,500, you'll get a Garmin GPS Edge heart rate monitor, which is, I'm going for that this year. I'm really trying to get there. You get a jersey and a 2020 registration. $1,000, you get a home mechanic kit for your bike. If you raise $500, you get a jersey that's a value of $80, and you get a 2020 registration. Even if you raise $250, you're going to get a registration for the following year. And every single dollar you raise, you get the satisfaction of knowing you're helping a child.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, of course, this is the whole idea here is to raise funds for this good cause of early childhood literacy. Of course, fundraising by the individual riders isn't the only important source of support for this. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the sponsors?
Yeah, we have an amazing community here in terms of giving. This year's ride, we're still in our sponsorship drive. We set a pretty lofty goal. We have 100 sponsors who are supporting the ride this year, and that represents well over $100,000 of cash contributions and in-kind contributions. That there's cost to put on a ride of this size, you know, with the breakfast, the rest stops, etc. So I'm telling you, it's just amazing what Sandpoint has done. We've heard a number of people really, you know, our community gets behind the schools, as you know, and this is just a wonderful opportunity for people to participate. So if you want to sponsor, you can simply go to our website and you can check out how to sponsor there, but contact me or Alana or anybody else for that matter in Rotary.
Mm-hmm. And you already have a couple of big sponsors you might want to mention.
Right, we do. Our platinum sponsors this year are Ting, Crazy Fast Internet, and Timberline Helicopters is a platinum sponsor this year, and they were a gold sponsor last year. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to have them on board, and their contributions are significant to getting the ride to happen, mm-hmm. and all mm-hmm. the things that we get to add on, too.
And we also have over 20 sponsors that are at the $2,500 or above level, you know, just short of the platinum sponsorship of $5,000 in some cases. And I would like to, if I have a minute, just kind of give a shout out to all of those. We've got Washington Trust, Safeway, Keoki Publishing, Bonner General Health, Northland Cable, The Daily Bee, North Idaho Flood and Fire, Living Local, 7B TV, Williams and Parsons, Angela Oaks Insurance Consulting, Kachava, Ponderay Mechanical, Lighthouse, Parker Subaru, Greasy Fingers, KPND, Trinity at City Beach, Lone Tree Creative, and the 219 Lounge. So very, very well there. Of those 100 sponsors we have, quite frankly, we have 20 at the, two at the platinum level, 20 at the gold level. We have over 20 at the silver level, 30 plus at the bronze level. So these are people that are putting significant amounts of dollars behind this cause.
And as you said, many in-kind donations also.
Many, many in-kind donations.
And you have some upcoming fundraisers also. Chances for folks to come and hear more about the ride and get registered, but also fundraising.
Yeah, and you know, the great thing about these fundraisers, it's a happy hour. So that's a lot of fun, right? The first one is going to be Wednesday, March 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Idaho Poor Authority. We're going to have great raffles. We're going to have some swag to give away, live music, beer specials. You know, the Idaho Poor Authority gives back a portion of all of your beer purchases to the Chafe. And what else, Mel? You get to meet the team. Yeah, you get to meet other people who are riding. That's a really great
part. And
you get
to drink great beer.
Exactly.
Riders like great beer.
Yeah, it's the carb thing, right?
You have to carbo load so that you can do that 100-mile ride.
Right, and you could start 2 months early carbo loading. You definitely can. Yeah. So we're going to have that. We'll have two more in April and May at the 219 and Matchwood Brewing as well. We'll get back to you on the dates with that before they happen. So, you know, come out. Meet everybody.
Yeah.
Get a buddy to ride with. That brings me to the team idea.
We go. You have teams as well.
We have teams that sign up every year. Last year, Bonner General rode, and they rode again. I mean, we have fun names for teams. You know, people name their teams. There's the Chain Smokers and the Double Entendre there, and the Blazing Saddles.
I bet there wasn't a real smoker in the group.
No, I think bike chains.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
But you know, the great thing about riding with somebody else is it motivates you.
How does a team ride work? Has just everybody has to come across the finish line together? Or?
No, you really don't even have to do that. But you know, a lot of times they wear the same jersey. Or, you know, they name their teams, they fundraise together, they, you know, have group rides together. So,
yeah. Now that brings up the question that this is a ride and not a race, but it's also a Gran Fondo. So, tell us what that is.
Gran Fondo is Italian for big ride. This year, our timed ride routes are going to be 150, 180 mile routes. And so you can challenge yourself each year and check your time. So it'll be professionally timed.
Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of really neat riders. Last year, we had a rider from Cranbrook, Canada, and he is a unique individual. Along with two others, had the fastest time, which was a little bit less than 7 hours for the 150-mile ride. He is a gold medal Paralympic champion, and he is a world champion in terms of time trials and sprints. He is going to come back to the ride this year, and we are planning to have a ride registration dinner the day of registration, which is on June 14th in the afternoon. And Tristan Chernov is going to speak to a limited group of about 150 people. And it's going to be, if you're into cycling, the opportunity to see a world-class rider and hear from a world-class rider. And he has an affliction that is similar to MS, and that's why he got into bike riding, and now he's a world champion. And if you looked at him, you know, he would probably be finishing pretty high up in the Tour de France.
Mm-hmm.
He's just an amazing individual. Then we have the other end of the spectrum, where we have Jerry Schwartz, who's going to ride the 80-mile ride. And Jerry, last year at 87, took an hour off of his time from the year before. He's 88 now, and he has been working with a trainer, and he hopes to take even more time off of his 80-mile ride this year. In fact, Chris, he could probably pace you on your century.
I have no doubt he could. So I also did the Long Bridge swim a few years ago, and Sister Mary Bruder totally smoked me. She was in her 80s. So I'm humble in that way, Mel.
That's funny.
We have something exciting this year, too, that in terms of riding. There's a new trend in riding in different types of bicycles called e-bikes. And what an e-bike is it's a regular bike. It's got a little electronic motor and battery that comes with it. And you can ride that bike as though it's a regular bike, but if you need just a little assistance getting up that little hill or the wind's a little bit too hard for you, you can kick in and you can use that little motor. We're going to allow those bikes on the 30 and 40-mile routes and obviously the family fun route. They're tough to support because there's a whole different set of mechanic issues and things like that involved with them, but it's really a growing trend. And so, again, Chris, not to say that you can't do that 100. Most of the battery packs are good for about 60 miles. So there's another opportunity to really get your century pass.
Hey, I'm not going to be lugging a battery along. Sorry, Mel. That's not the deal.
Well, it's my plan to have an e-bike when I'm 90 and ride across the country
again.
There you go.
90, that makes sense right there.
You could just bring the cord and charge it at the rest stops, of course. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, traditionally, we've had more male riders than female riders. Last year, it was 67% male riders. And I'm just pointing this out because, hey, women out there, come on. Let's get riding. Let's get it up to 50%.
I'm with you on that.
All right.
And it is terrific exercise. You know, to do this ride right, even if you're only doing a 30 or 40-mile distance, is to get out on your bike and do some rides in advance and do a bit of training. And the thing about bike riding is it's fun, but it's also excellent aerobic exercise.
And it's so beautiful here.
And you can be out there training now if you want to train outside, but also there's a number of places locally that offer spin classes. I know I participate occasionally in the YMCA spin class, and there's just a lot of fun doing that.
This week, we're going to have training plans up on the website and our Facebook page, which don't forget to go to those, and they're going to help you get along with your training for the season.
And the website is?
www.chafe150.org.
Yeah. And it is a new website this year, and it's beautiful.
I noticed. I looked at it this morning, and you're right. It's beautiful. And I just want to say I'm really glad that you added the family ride, because all those hundreds of little kids that will be out there riding to Dover, they're your future 150s,
right,
or 80s or 100s. And you have a lot of options for folks.
That's probably your nefarious plan, isn't it?
Get those kids, train them while they're young, and within 10 years, they'll be doing the 150.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a police escort on the way out of town to the Dover Trail, so that'll be a lot of fun. I mean, that's a great part of the ride.
They'll start a little bit later than the adult riders.
A little later
on the
150,
the
30 and the 40.
Yeah, they'll start somewhere around 12:45 to 1 o'clock. And there will, from a safety perspective, there's the police escort out. They'll hook up with the bike path over near the Greenery District. And where there are intersections, there will be people there directing the riders and traffic.
This is a big endeavor. Do you need volunteers? How do you put this together? It's huge.
The Rotary Club works 9 months out of the year to put this ride on, and it takes over 100 volunteers. I mean, it's a big commitment by our whole club, and it's great that we have 100 sponsors from the community and that we get over 100 volunteers.
Well, and it's not just Rotary. Rotary's membership is about 85, and the vast majority of our members participate in one way or another during the ride or throughout the year. But the break stops, one of the neat things about the break stops is they're manned by other community organizations. You mentioned the break stop that the radio will be doing out at the Pack River Store, but Friends of Scotchman's Peaks, they do the Clark Fork break stop. Angels Over Sandpoint does the Troy stop. The school district does two stops, one up in Bonner Ferry and one at Yak Hill, and then the Rotary itself does two break stops. It's a huge effort just to coordinate the break stops. And then there'll be a break stop, obviously, out at the Family Fun Ride, which will be with the Rotaract Club
Dover Bay.
In Dover Bay. in the park right by Dover Bay City Hall.
You know, we haven't yet mentioned, everybody ends up at City Beach, right?
That's right. Yeah. You know, you start at City Beach for everybody. 150-mile riders, they have a great breakfast. They take off at about 6, 6:30. The 80 and the 100-mile riders have a breakfast, and then they're bused, and their bikes are hauled over to Troy, Montana. The 30 and 40 start at City Beach right around 11 or 11:15, I think, and then shortly thereafter. And all those rides have police escorts out. But the beauty is, and the fun part of it is, beginning at about 2 p.m. and going through about 8 p.m. is there's this community-wide. It's not just for the riders and their families. It's for the entire community. We have a community-wide party. There is a great dinner. There's a beer and wine garden. There's fun, exciting things. We've got announcers announcing the riders coming in. And when we talk to our riders, they tell us that it's one of the most fun rides that they have ever done in their life. And that includes big rides that are regional here as well.
Right, because the setting is right there at City Beach. And Trinity puts on such a great buffet for the after ride party. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, hard to top that. Well, we're about out of time. So Mel Dick and Ilana Westfall, thanks for coming in to tell us about the Chafe 150. The new cause for childhood literacy, and if somebody's inspired, they want to sign up, what do they do?
They go to chafe150.org, and they can just click through to the registration, get signed up right away.
Yeah.
And start fundraising.
Yeah, that's right. Get started training and fundraising early. Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you to you both for coming in today, but also to the Rotary for putting this on, because it is really highlighting and showcasing Sandpoint as one of the most beautiful places. And I was going to say at the end, there's water you can swim, and there's mountains you can gaze at. And that's, you know, what Sandpoint offers. And you have quite a few folks coming in from outside for this ride. And thank you for coming in. I'd like to have you back before, just to see how we're doing. Maybe a quick 10, 20-minute interview sometime in May. So we'll contact you.
We would love to do that. And thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we just heard an interview with Ilana Westville and Mel Dick from Chafe 150 Grand Fondo. You can hear all about it or read all about it at their website, www.chafe150.org. There we go. This is a group activity here.